Hello.
Hi, my name is Pam. Return your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code to pull your account, please?
82633.
And your first and last name?
I'm sorry, but
your first and last name?
Joanne Moore.
All right, 1 second, Miss Joanne. And can you verify your address, Miss Joanne?
Yes, 1250 Leal, that's L-E-A-L, Street, Douglas, Wyoming.
I do see you had an account with us, but you've already called and canceled it. How can I help you?
Well, that charge is still on my card. I want it removed. I didn't subscribe to anything. I don't want it renewed.
Okay, ma'am, that charge is valid because when you ordered the free gift, it advised you that if you didn't call and cancel within 48 hours, you would be enrolled in the online gadget store membership.
Yeah, and I got
so I can do a 35% refund, but that's all I can do.
Okay. I understand that, but I thought that would be that I couldn't do anything about the one a month ago. I thought I wouldn't get one this month.
Ma'am, you didn't call and cancel to the same day you were charged. So that was
well,
already
I didn't
done.
Understand.
But I'll
I didn't
do
35%. I didn't understand there was a charge. You guys are really misleading. I thought
okay.
All I had to do was pay for the postage and get that pulse
okay, well,
oximeter.
It clearly
and
states it
charged.
Online, ma'am. As a courtesy, I can do
well,
50%.
I'm saying that you just don't inform people very well. I know I don't expect you to do anything about it. I'm just telling you that.
I'm offering
so,
you 50% of your money back, ma'am.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. I'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.